BBC News with Julie Candler. Demonstrators from southern Mexico have been arriving in convoy in the capital Mexico City to join a massive protest against the abduction of 43 students. Police broke up a crowd trying to block a road junction near the city's international airport. The demonstrations are being led by the students' families. They want answers from the government on the fate of the trainee teachers who were abducted by police linked to drugs gangs. From Mexico City, Wera Davis.
Here in the heart of Mexico City, a steady procession of people, campesinos, from the hills of southern Mexico, is arriving in the capital to protest, demanding more information about the 43 students who went missing from the southern state of Guerrero at the end of September. In a country which is used to appalling levels of political violence and corruption, this single incident has galvanized public anger and opposition to a government which people say simply doesn't care.
The first doctor in Egypt to be tried on charges of committing female genital mutilation has been acquitted. The case followed the death of a 13-year-old girl. Campaigners expressed disappointment. They'd seen the trial as a significant step forward in the battle to end FGM, which is widespread despite being banned in 2008. It's thought about 90% of women in Egypt under the age of 50 have undergone FGM. The Kenyan government has ordered an investigation after more than 12,000 false names were found on its payroll. The fictitious names were discovered following the introduction of a biometric registration system for government employees in September. More details from Richard Hamilton.
An audit earlier this year revealed at least $1 million a month was being lost in payments to so-called ghost workers, as well as other financial irregularities. The Cabinet Secretary said these 12,000 or so names had now been struck off the payroll. After taking office, President Uhuru Kenyatta vowed to fight corruption in the public service. Kenya is currently ranked 136th out of 177 nations by Transparency International on its Perception of Corruption Index.
Britain is withdrawing its legal challenge to a European Union cap on bankers' bonuses. The rules limit the payments to no more than 200% of basic salary. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
The EU's rules are motivated by the view that the prospect of very large bonuses encouraged bankers to take excessive risks. So there's a maximum of 200% of basic salary provided shareholders agree. The British government argued that the rule would be counterproductive and simply lead to higher basic salaries. The UK challenged the legal basis, but a senior European legal official has advised the EU court to reject the case. The British Finance Minister George Osborne said he wouldn't spend taxpayers' money on a challenge that was unlikely to succeed.
World news from the BBC. Nigeria's parliament has been closed until next week after the police fired tear gas inside the building. Correspondents said the police were trying to stop the Speaker of the lower house, Aminu Tambuwani, from entering the chamber following his defection to the opposition last month. They added that it was an attempt to impeach him. Lawmakers were due to discuss whether to extend emergency measures against Islamist militants in the northeast. The United States and France say there are still important differences with Iran in the talks about its nuclear program. The talks are due to conclude on Monday. The aim is to curb Iran's nuclear activities in return for a phasing out of international sanctions. The Associated Press news agency has released fish footage of an interview conducted with the American comedian Bill Cosby, in which he's asked about allegations of sexual assault many years ago. Several women have come forward to claim they were assaulted by Mr. Cosby, who's now 77 years old. His lawyers have denied the allegations. Reporting from Washington, our correspondent David Willis.
Bill Cosby was on the verge of a remarkable comeback when allegations resurfaced that he had drugged and sexually assaulted several women as far back as 1969. Now it has emerged that in an interview conducted 2 weeks ago, as Bill Cosby was promoting an exhibition of African art here in Washington, D.C., a reporter from the Associated Press asked him about the sex allegations. The comedian declines to comment and then seeks an assurance that that section of the interview would be edited out.
Transport in the northeastern United States remains severely disrupted by near-record snowfalls. The main motorway in upstate New York is closed for a second day and many flights have been cancelled or delayed. Parts of the city of Buffalo remain under a thick blanket of snow, which has closed schools and hid power and water supplies. More snow is falling. BBC News.